Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want your girlfriend to dress sexy or sophisticated when she meets your family?
Both.
Gotta pick one.
You have to pick one.
But do you know, like, can she have her titties out with a blazer on?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, why are you limiting these women? You think they're too dumb to fucking
that leads
mix it up?
On sexy. If tits that's are out, sexy. That's sexy.
I'll say this. With my dad, sexy. When she meets my mom, sophisticated.
Oh, you got divorced parents, so that's a lot.
Yeah. That's not a bad answer. That's not a bad answer.
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas Eve, everyone.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa's coming.
10 a.m. tomorrow. Santa's coming to town.
Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am Eric Spira.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we've got a great episode for you guys. We got a whole episode on man's opinion.
Yes, with two of the fan favorites.
Coming back to the show for you guys. And before we get to the episode, we are probably doing one extra Patreon a week. We are right almost at our goal.
Yeah, we're so close. It's crazy.
Yeah. We are right there. You want to be the hot number 100. We had like 8 people join last week.
Yeah, they've been like flurrying in.
Yeah, we are creeping in. And also, honestly, genuinely, the last like 3 Patreon episodes are the juiciest episodes.
Fire.
That we've had. So if you want the extra tea, you got to go to patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. And Patreon is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. Be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we have an opportunity for another winner.
Oh my God, yeah. So many winners. So leave us a review. We're bringing back our review for some prize money. We'll send out another $100 Amazon gift card when we get to 400 reviews. I think we are, something like 20 or 30 away?
Yeah, I think it's like 23.
Something like that. So get your reviews in and tag us on Instagram, and we're going to be giving away some money in the new year.
Hell yeah. Also, doesn't have to be Amazon. Gift card of your choosing.
Yes.
$100. Yeah. Someone did donate it, but I say get the gift card for yourself.
Yeah.
You put the work in. You left a review. Enjoy it, you know? Or go half and half. I won't judge. You're like, give 50 to this charity. Give me 50. I'm not judging.
And if your charity would like to be my Venmo, you can just ask me what that is on the side.
Yeah, we also have Venmo. We're on everything. PayPal, Venmo. I got Chase Bank. You got Chase Pay? Put me in, coach. But yeah, anyway, we got to get right to it.
Let's do it.
All right, so we got two hot guests for today. One of these guys, you might have seen him on Comedy Central, The Tonight Show, or performing at the Comedy Cellar. Please welcome the very funny Jordan Fisher.
Woo, 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 woo. And our next guest joining us a little later in the episode, his alarm didn't go off. You've heard him on the Lev Fur podcast. He is always ordering on Seamless. It is Lev Fur.
Woo-hoo! Lev.
Welcome back to the show.
Yes. Welcome back, our first repeat offender to the show.
Yes.
How much have you missed us, Jordan?
Scale 1 to 10.
A lot, actually. Like, quite literally, I've missed you a lot.
Well, welcome. The fans loved your first ep. So we've brought you back for a special edition of Man's Opinion.
So, out the gate, what is your biggest pet peeve with dating women?
Oh,
we're just starting hard.
Biggest pet peeve with dating women. That's hard, dude.
Because there's so many, or we're just so perfect?
It's a hard one. It's like, which one do I choose?
If you got like a quick 3 you want to rattle, it's fine.
Okay. I think expecting hints. I don't like hints. Like, if you're feeling a certain type of way, tell me. Just tell me. Like, we can talk about it. It's fine. Like, don't put on, you know, an act, whether it's, you know, acting a certain way, like pouting or like, you know, huffing and puffing about something, for me to go like, well, what's wrong? And it might not even be something, you know, that's regarding me. It might just be something she wants me to ask about so she can vent about something, mm-hmm. which I'm totally fine with venting. Just tell me you want to vent. Like, tell me and be like, yo, this crazy shit happened. All right, babe, what's up? Tell me. I'm all ears. Like, but don't be like, oh my goodness. Gosh. It's just like, is there something you want to say? It's like, yes. Well, then just say it. Like, yeah, I think that would be my thing. It's just like the fishing, like trying to pull something at it, where it's like, you know, you're an adult. Like if you're feeling something, just say it. You know,
I feel this so hard because I kind of got in a little fight with my boyfriend this morning, and he was trying to be cuddly, and I was closed off, and finally he was just like, "Am I in the doghouse? What is going on?"
Yeah, because as a guy, it makes you start like being like, what the fuck did I do? Like, it makes you go in this cycle of like, you're thinking of all the shit you did today. It's like, okay, I played video games for like an hour. That's not too bad. And then I read, and then I fucking did this thing, and I put my dishes back. I didn't piss on the toilet seat. Like, I put it back down. Like, what did I do? And then it'll be like, my friends are just being really weird. And you're like, oh my God, that's what this is about. Like, you know, as a guy, it makes you feel like you're in trouble for something, mm-hmm. you know?
I mean, I've been the opposite end of Molly's very specific example where I was like, why is this dude being like not affectionate at all?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, yeah. And you feel like it's you. Like, I was like, what did I do? What, mm-hmm. you mad at me? You know? All right, let's move on. Do you think a woman should make the first move or shoot her shot with a man?
Yeah, she wants to. Like, fucking, I think if we're going to continue this trend of like breaking down barriers and, you know, this wokeness movement and the PC and yada yada, and we can all do things together on equal terms. Like, I mean, that's the smallest thing that could possibly, you know, I guess, be brought to equality in the dating world, is just a woman, you know, if she's interested in a dude, just being like, hey, what's up? Like, you want to get a drink? Like, it's real. And honestly, I think it would help just people understand each other's side of like communication and what it's like to date and like feel rejection and feel acceptance.
That's true.
You know, because like guys get rejected all the time. Like,
and from a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from young age. And then like, if a woman gets rejected, because like, if we're going like, historically speaking, y'all aren't the ones that have had to like go and approach a man. If y'all get rejected, it's like, oh my God, I'm a monster. Like, why the fuck did I get rejected? How did this happen? Or there comes anger. And it's like, yo, like, you just, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. Like, get rejected. It builds a thick skin. Like, and also it'll help you like within a relationship to know what like rejection feels like. Because even your partner, there will be aspects of rejection in your relationship, no matter, even if you're together. You can still say no within a relationship, you know? So mm-hmm. it's okay to get rejected, and it's okay to get rejected in life. Like, it's how you fucking learn.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, have you ever dated a woman who initiated?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. To say all that, not make it up.
Yeah, he's like, God, no.
Yeah, no, like, I have no problem. Like, to me, like, if a woman, it's, dude, I get why women love it so much. Like, because like, to get asked out is just like, oh, me? Oh my word. If you suppose that's something that you like, it's like, yeah, sure. So yeah, I mean, the woman I'm dating right now, she made the first move as far as like, you know, sending an opening message and everything. And it's just like, oh, cool. Like, and as a guy, it's like, it's a nice thing to feel sometimes, where it's just like, because we're generally the ones that have to make the opening move. So if a woman makes an opening move, it's kind of like, oh, this is nice and refreshing. And it kind of takes a load off of you, where it's like, all right, well, I feel that she's already interested in me. So all I have to do now is not fuck up. Like, I just have to not say something stupid, like just keep the ball afloat.
Yeah, I think a lot of women struggle if they're making a move sexually and get rejected, whether it's within the relationship initiating sex, or they're making a move on a dude like they just want to hook up. because we're kind of brought of like, oh, men always want sex. And like, that's almost, I don't know what one would be worse per se, but I think that's often when women struggle with it is like, oh, this dude doesn't want to have sex with me. You know what I mean? Like, don't guys want sex all the time? Like, what's wrong with me?
That's like the common misconception. And I think that's like why it's important to have like these conversations more often, because I think the way people think of each other in these certain monoliths is a hindrance to how we can actually treat each other better. So if it's stereotypically thought that all guys want sex and then you go to make a move on him and he's like, not right now, I'm just not feeling it right now. And then it's like, well, why the fuck would you not? Don't you have a constant heart on? It's like, well, no, like I got some shit going on too, you know? So no, we're not just walking fuck sticks, you know, all the time. The same way y'all are like, the same way y'all don't want to, you know, in sex, like there's more aspects to sex than just like fucking the shit out of somebody, you know? Like, it's like, no, I don't want you to fucking jackhammer me, you know, like that stuff that you see in like porn. Yeah, the stuff that you see in porn, it paints a bad picture. And it's like, guys think like, oh, well, that's what women want. It's like, no, that's not, what they want, you know?
Yeah. Or like, what's funny is that since I was a woman that always would initiate and have asked guys out and been rejected on that front, when I got herpes, I weirdly was kind of like, well, you've been training for this. So like, I was like, this is what we've been training for, Erica. This is your moment now. Like, you know, like, because
Eminem starts playing.
Like I joined the support group that was all women. And a lot of times it's like women I felt had a harder time dealing with even having herpes because they basically were like, oh, now I'm going to be rejected in this way that I never have been, because they just never were initiating at all, like physical or like asking a guy out. So it was kind of this thing of like, you're dating someone, they're into you, you tell them you have herpes, and there's this chance you're going to get rejected, where you're like, okay, before no one ever rejected me in that department. So it's like kind of a weird adjustment. Lev is here, so. You were saying like a sentimental thing. I was like, I'm not going to admit Lev. What's he going to say? What do we think he's going to say? Yo, I got a wild story. What's he going to say?
There we go.
Hey.
Welcome.
Took you guys so long.
We were having a deep moment. We didn't want you to ruin it.
Oh, I can't be deep.
No, you can't. Not with 3 inches.
All right. I know me and Eric are like, I was asleep. I've been going to bed at like 7:30 a.m.
Okay, no, we're not talking about this. All right. We got a lot of questions to get to. It's already 35 minutes later.
I was just going to fucking say really quick. God, I'm a professional. I was just going to say really quickly. This is how I know me and Eric are friends. And she calls me and I go, hello. She goes, wake up. See, I got the laugh. Jesus Christ. Have some fucking faith. Is that sensitive enough?
Anyway.
Sensitive.
All right. Love Fur is back on the pod, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Next question. You got it.
All right, so when a man gives a vague answer to a girl shooting her shot on him, does that mean no?
Of course.
Does it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, imagine you ask somebody out, and she's like, yeah, I don't know, we'll see. How would you feel?
Yeah, we'll see is like, well, that's definitely a no. What do you consider vague? That's the thing, Molly.
I mean, I'd put a we'll see in there. As vague.
Yeah.
I don't feel like guys say we'll see. I feel like they go
like sometime.
Yeah,
I'll grab a drink sometime.
This week's crazy.
Yeah. Something like that.
I mean, to me, a girl like, saying
what about
no is vague.
What about a we can work that out?
Yeah, I put that in there.
You'd put that as a no?
As yeah.
We can work that out.
Well, if there's no date.
I don't like that. That's not exciting. I don't want anything where it doesn't sound like they're not excited.
Right.
To like, you know what I mean? But girls can be shy too. Like sometimes you can ask a girl and she'll be like, okay, sure. And then you can tell she's just trying to play it cool, but then you make fun of them for that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, don't sound so excited. And they're like, what? You know? And now you're fucking. But yeah, I don't think you should go on a date with anybody who's kind of unsure and vague about it, you know?
Yeah. I got a we'll make that happen once. We didn't make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Of course.
Yeah. I've hit it with the we can make that happen before.
Did you make it happen though?
Yeah.
Well, that's a no. So you're a high pitch that yeah with.
That was.
He's like, that what time like out of 10?
That wasn't like a I'll pay you back high pitch. It was like, that was like, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, like, you know, it depends too on like, I guess the conversation. Like if it's flirting, it's like, you know, all right, well, maybe we can make that happen. Then it's like, all right.
All right, I'm wet. You proved your point.
Okay, what about, though, when a woman shoots her shot, if she gets a vague answer, should she follow up, not follow up? Like, should a woman essentially just shoot a shot one time, see if the dude takes it from there?
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, I guess, maybe. It's just, yeah, I really think it just depends on how y'all communicate, because if it's like she's over like all the time, so we're gonna I think it's both ways. Like if a guy or a girl are just like, so what about that thing, what are we gonna do, that thing, still good for Tuesday?
Yeah,
still gonna. And it's just like, all right chill. Yeah. Like I said, we'll get around to it, fucking, you know, chill. But
he's like, what part of we might make it happen don't you understand?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think
it's like, let me see what if my other plans with these other people fall through first.
Yeah, see if this basketball game cancels.
Yeah.
This pickup game.
Yeah. Jesus.
I will say, it's not even so much about like men and women. It's just like, if even if you're a guy and you shoot your shot and the girl, like, you know, she doesn't give you much, like maybe you do one follow-up just as like a fucking last ditch Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Of like, look, I got the cock ring on. Are we fucking doing this?
Right.
You know, something romantic. if it doesn't go after that, you just drop it. You dead it. You realize it's not the right fucking fit, and you must have quit.
That's probably why you're staying asleep till 3 in the afternoon, because you got that cock ring on all day. Getting to your head.
First of all, when you got that ring on, nothing is getting to your head, dude.
All right. Sorry. Let's not get too far into lips. This is Man's Corner, all right? Yeah. What do we got?
Is that the episode?
It's Man's Opinion. We got a bunch of questions. We got to get
finally
through.
You guys are doing good topics here.
Jesus Christ.
Enough talking about books. Let's fucking hear from the boys, baby.
Lev, there's a reason we didn't have you on this episode solo.
Okay, so we want to know, what's the best DM that you've ever gotten from a woman?
Oh, shit. I don't even...
Bent over pussy nudes.
We knew that was going to be your answer. Yep.
Doesn't even have to think about it. He's got him framed.
The 24-year-old says nudes. And the 30-year-old that can read says...
Are you saying opening DM?
Yeah.
Just opening DM.
I've gotten like very like complimentary like DMs. Like,
okay.
For opening. Like they'll see me on something like on a like a clip or something and say something nice about my material and my appearance, and then
I was gonna say, if a girl goes compliment, should she go some type of substance or should she go appearance? Is there a preference?
I think is better.
Yeah, but I think if you do a little dash of both, it's like, all right, like that's nice, like that's a nice way to open it.
It, like, you know what's crazy about the DM is it almost doesn't even matter what the chick messages you. It really just comes down to like, are you attracted to this girl? Like that's like the whole thing with dating. Like everybody wants to make all these fucking rules. It's like, do you find this person hot? If this person's hot and they message you and you're attracted to them or they're your type, you're not gonna give a fuck what they say. Like it's gonna be hard for them to put you off. You know what I mean?
That's not true. They can be hot and still be a piece of shit.
Sure, but you'll still go on that first date. You're not gonna give them a vague answer on the first.
I've had some where it's like, you know, they'll message and then you see some other shit and you're like, nah.
Mm-mm. Well, you know what does that for me is the neg. The neg no longer works. That to me is done.
That's such an immature thing. Nobody should be negging unless it's like you actually know each other and you're being playful with each other. Like like you're like, you know. Your eyes don't look too bad for being so far away from your nose. Like that shit, like don't do that. Like
that sounds rough.
Yeah, yeah, that's a terrible opener.
All right, next one. A woman wants her partner to initiate sex more. What should she do or say?
Suck his dick.
That's not initiate. That's not getting him to initiate.
That's how I initiate.
He'll initiate all the way through the red.
The woman is initiating.
Yeah, that's 100% us initiating.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Well,
okay,
it
okay.
changes, doesn't it? Like when you're just hooking up, when it's a new person, it's the guy is usually initiating. Like he's the one, you know, he's horny for you. He wants to make it happen. I feel like the more you hook up with somebody and the longer the relationship goes on, it's like the woman is always initiating more in a relationship. Like, I think that's always kind of the flip because men in relation, like men's brains are wired to want new, you know what I mean? And it's like after 6 months, I got to really shit. Like my girl initiates every sexual encounter we have, every one of them. I'll initiate on a birthday or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, because like for one, I'm an easy initiate. Like all you got to do is like grab my dick, kiss me, anything. You just need to give me the thing, and then I'll go. Oh, all right, okay.
Oh,
let's do it.
That makes me feel good.
Fine. Let me bust out the old ring.
Wow, is it less of a chore for you to take out the trash?
Jesus. But no. I asked a married friend of mine, I was like, man, it's weird. I was like, when I'm in a relationship, I find that my sex drive is much lower. And he's like, yeah, that's all men. He's like, just the longer it goes, that's going to be what it is. And you kind of have to bring in new shit. Like one thing, my chick, like, will bring in new stuff and like, we'll try new stuff. Like I would have never went out and bought a fucking cock ring. She just showed up and was like, yeah, put this on.
Yeah. You know?
So I don't think there's a problem with that. I don't think a chick should take it personally and be like, oh, he never wants to fuck me. It's just like, that's just kind of how all men are in relationships. You know what I mean? I think if a guy is constantly trying to fuck you and you're in a relationship, there's something wrong with him. Like, he's a fucking. He's probably
what?
Cheating. He's a sex addict. Like, his fucking guy's got problems. He wants to fuck his girlfriend? Jesus Christ.
So, your what's answer is basically guy? We have to initiate and there's no solution.
Yeah.
So, thank you for your words. Yep.
That's a good
summary. But don't take it personally. Yeah. We still like having sex with you. It's just like, also, I don't know what it is about being in a relationship. I'm tired all the time. Like,
it's because you're worn down by her. You have a bad girlfriend.
Dude, we went to Target yesterday, and I got to tell you, something about being in a Target just makes you want to get a divorce. Like, just the little dues of being in a relationship is, you know, it's going to fucking wear you out. You're going to be tired by the end of the day.
Yeah. So has she had this conversation with the guy to be like, hey, like you should.
This is just a general thing. So if this is a woman's issue, as many women have this issue, they're like, I'm always the one initiating. What would you advise them to do or say? So if your advice is talk to them.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's one of those things where you have to either have a fucking conversation about it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Just straight up like tell him like, hey, like, can you like flick my nipple sometimes? Like, can you grab me while I'm watching Gossip Girl or whatever the fuck?
I don't think it should be the kind of conversation, though, that's like, you never initiate. Like, it shouldn't be a serious thing. It should be like, hey, man, fucking slap my tits around every once in a while. Let's fucking get it started. I shouldn't start 100% of these. You know, our friend Colin Turrell, hilarious comedian, he had the funniest story about this conversation. Is like, his girl is like, do you know the last time we had sex? And he's like, I don't know, a week ago? She goes, it was 2 months ago. And he goes, that's the last time you had sex.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
I can picture Colin saying this.
Oh, he's the fucking best.
Okay. So what about if a woman wants rougher sex? How should she initiate or approach her partner about that?
Grab him by the face and say, spit in my fucking mouth. There you go.
All right. That's an open.
There you go. Like, honestly, just like throw it out there. Like, cause he like in the back of his head, there's always a piece of him that's like, man, would she be cool with like this or that? Not saying that it's like crazy or anything, but there's always like a part of a guy that's like, what can we explore?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if you have a good guy, he's not just gonna unleash that shit on you. He'll either have a conversation with you or talk to you about it or whatever. So if you're with a good dude, that's not just gonna like use you as a fucking plaything and not care about how you feel in the bedroom, then he's probably gonna, you know, either talk to you about it or wait for you to kind of breach that in the bedroom, you know? So like, if I'm with a girl and she tells me to do something that's like, you know, out of like the ordinary, then I'm like, oh, okay, so that's what we're doing. All right, fine, happy to help. But yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, you either bring it up out of the bedroom or like in the middle of you fucking, just like, do that shit, like go for it. And mm-hmm. and generally speaking, like you gotta know who you're with. Like if you're with some dude that, you know, always wears like pleated pants and, you know, fucking braided belts and shit, and it's just like, oh well, why don't we take in the nice stylings of Christopher Cross? And it's like, maybe you don't pull that shit out.
Hey, but you'd be surprised though, man. You'd be surprised. All the it's usually like the opposite. People are into the opposite shit. Like chicks who are like super tied up and like fucking, you know, leaders at their jobs, they want to get like dominated.
No, I know. So. I know, but I'm saying like
I got rocked by a pleated pants guy.
If you're into it, say that shit. I think that's like good sex is like 90% communication. So mm-hmm. If you're not satisfied, you need to talk about the shit that you like to be satisfied to get off. Like that's why y'all are both there to come, right? So like, tell me what you want to make you come, and mm-hmm. I'll try my best. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how like we don't know it, right, by looking at a girl. But once you're having sex with a gal, like first, second time, your brain knows what acts you would do to them mm-hmm. that you wouldn't do to other women. You know what I mean? Like, for example, mm-hmm. like I had a girlfriend who like we would have the kind of sex where like I would be her head would be hanging off the bed. I would be fucking her face while choking her. Oh, she's yeah. using a vibrator at the same time. Mm-hmm. And like afterwards, she's like, we have to do that every time. Like she'd even say to me, she's like, I noticed you haven't spit on my face lately. Like, what's wrong? You know what I mean? What's going on? Are we having problems? Like literally a real conversation I've had. And then other girls, like my current gal, I would like never spit on her fucking face. Or like, it's just in your brain just knows what things, you know, and it's like, and my current girl would probably be down with all that shit. And it's probably dying for some of that rougher stuff. But I like you just like don't do it. And I don't even know how to explain why.
Like, I think it's a thing of like being casual or like the separation between casual sex and like relationship sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think yeah, like, part of it. I think casual sex, sometimes people are more willing to just like be like, all right, we're just getting this shit out. Like fucking I've been pent up all week and fucking let's go. And then this like with relationships is kind of like, oh, like I gotta like eat with you after this.
Yeah.
You know, like I gotta like, like we got chores around the house to do. Like yeah. after. And I think like if you're it's a comfort thing. Like if you're comfortable with somebody and you trust them in the bedroom, like and if they want you to spit on, it's like they know like that spit's coming from a place of love. Not disrespect. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say your pleated pants guy example. That's usually mm-hmm. the girl that would have this question. She's mm-hmm. like, he doesn't yeah. seem like the type that wants any of this stuff. And you're trying to navigate, like, how do I open this door? Mm-hmm. Especially, like, yeah. I've been in a scenario with someone that, like, I didn't think was open to more things. But then Ted told me about, like, a story with a different girl. And I kind of was like, well, why? I don't get any of that. Like, you know what I mean? And yeah. you're sitting there like, what? Where's the line? How do I make it happen?
Wait, he told you about other girls he slept with?
He told me an example of like something he did with another girl. And yeah. I was like, you've never tried anything close to that with me. There's been nothing even remotely in that area from you.
Erica, I'm just going to say, I think it's also like, that's the thing. It's like your energy. Yeah, like if we were hooking up, you're not the kind of woman whose face I'd try to fuck. Like, I just don't think you'd be down for that. I just have a, like, Erica just fucking backs me up. Like, hang on a sec. Like, we're gonna have a talk, you know?
We're gonna have a talk.
So when I was in that scenario, I was like, is there anything you want to do? That's how I kind of brought it up. Of like, is there anything you want to do? I was like, the door's open. Like, I was like, I'm down for whatever. And then there still was basically nothing that changed or happened.
I think you got to go into those conversations with ideas, because I've been in that situation where they're like, I don't know, I'm like, I like all sex. And they're like, okay, but like, what do you like the best? So like, I've learned that you got to go in with a few things that you want, like on your table.
I guess, yeah. yeah. Maybe,
talking
I don't
about
know.
Your, the things you're into and talking about even the kind of porn you like that communication is a lot of it. But in Erica's situation where it's like, she's down for the rougher stuff, the guy is down for the rougher stuff, but like with other people. It's almost like we talked about earlier. How
That's
do you bring
saying.
That
yeah.
in?
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's just authenticity. Just be authentic. Like if you're like, this is what I'm into, and you're authentic with that like all the time, you can kind of work with people on it.
Like, if you have a guy, if you have a guy that's hesitant to start the rougher stuff, I say you could maybe start pushing the rougher stuff a little more. Like, grab him. The thing that you want roughly done to you, just start him doing it. If you start him in the first two pumps of doing it, he's going to pick up, like, on what you're putting down. Also, like, you want to fucking bring hand ties or leather into the bedroom, order that shit on Amazon or a fucking mom and pop store, you know? They need your help,
support
folks.
Local business during this time of COVID.
Support local leather shops, people. I mean,
no, I think legitimately, though, if you're like communicating honestly and, like I said, being authentic, like, because a lot of times people are just like shy with sex. Like, that's what I've like experienced. Yeah. Like, most people like are just like, oh shit, like we can talk about this thing, or like say, like, that door is open to talk about. So I think if you're just like legitimate, like upfront, honest, and like, and you're in the sexual talking phase, like, or you're sexting or whatever, you're talking dirty or whatever, and you say like flat out, like, these are the things I want to like explore with you, you know, a lot of times you'll get the reaction of like, oh, I've never tried that, but because I'm comfortable with you and we're talking about this thing, like, yeah, like that sounds fucking hot, like with you. So like, you got to think about like the fact is that you're talking with a person, so you're having some form of a relationship with a person, whether that's, you know, just for this moment or for long term. So within that relationship, there needs to be communication, and understand that this is a back and forth, that you're creating a comfort space with each other. So if they're into you and you're into them, and you're willing to open up and be honest and say, this is the thing I'm into, and they're into you the same way, then more than likely, hopefully, they're going to be like, all right, well, because we're building this together, like, yeah, like that sounds cool for us, you know, like that might not be something I'm going to initiate all the time with, you know, just in my general day to day, but because like I'm into you, like, yeah, like that, like, let's make that happen.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think for both men or women, asking the question, what do you like? Is there anything you want to do? And when the other person says nothing, it feels like kind of a defeat. And then I think it kind of makes you extra shy to say anything, especially when you're proposing it like, how's our sex life to you? Is there anything you want to do or add? And if they're like, no, it's great for me, you're like, fuck. Like, then you're like, now I feel rude being like, actually.
Suggestion.
That's the perfect moment to bring that up, is to be like, well, you know, if they're like, it's like, hey, what are you into? It's like, I don't know. It's like, well, here's what I'm into. And then you go like, is that something possibly that you might be interested in? And then they're like, oh yeah, actually, now that you mention it, maybe, you know. So it's like, you kind of, sometimes it kind of takes a little more coaxing, where it's like, they never thought of these things before, if it's like a little rougher or whatever, and it's like, oh, like choking, like, yeah, sure, yeah, like I didn't know that's what we were talking about when it came to rougher. I thought it just meant like stroke or whatever.
Also, so, but like choking and shit like that, like rough stuff, I feel like shouldn't be planned. Like, look, if you have, even if you have these conversations with your guy, right, and he's not doing the stuff, here's what you do. Next time you're on your back and he's fucking you, reach back, grab his fucking ass, and push him in harder, and grab his hand, put it around your throat. Like, these are all things that I've had chicks do. Like, as a guy, you're trying to make her happy. So it's like, you know, whether you're a target or inside of her, it's just like, it's all for her, you know? So they fucking put your hand on your on their neck, or they start pushing you in harder, like, you're gonna fucking follow through on what they're doing. You're not gonna be like, I'd prefer to keep going slow here, you know? Like, she's directing you, so you're like, you know, then you pick up the pace. It's like, a lot of sex is like, the chick has to give you the first 10%, and after that, I feel like men kind of do the other 90. But it's like, it's kind of the same thing of like initiating sex. Is like, if you want him to do the rougher stuff, start doing it. Or if you want to get into some different stuff, like, get creative. You want to be tied up, fucking invite him over 4 minutes before he gets there. Put yourself in handcuffs in your favorite lingerie set and just fucking lay in bed and wait for him to come in. Like, mix it up. You know what I mean? Get fucking
this
creative.
Is a setup.
Yeah, you're going to prison, but you had some great sex, you know?
Let's just go on to the next one. So how much does your financial stability impact you being able to commit to someone?
Ooh.
I don't think it does for me.
That's interesting, because I feel like I got more confident in relationships when I got financial stability. Well, confident in dating, rather.
Okay.
Because when you're broke and it's like, hey, you want to go on a date? It's like, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of walks around the park.
Yeah. We gonna have to split this experience, baby.
I definitely had a year where I was like, yeah, I just do coffee dates. It just feels light.
Yeah, like I can afford a $6 date.
But in terms of committing, because it's one thing to say like going on elaborate dates, but in terms of actually committing, do you feel like your financial situation at all influences that?
Well, the one way for me would be like if the chick was like straight balling, and like the one thing for me would be like I just wouldn't want to be seen as a guy who's like dating a chick who's like loaded because of like her money or something like that. Because like to me, like I'm very sexist in my head when it comes to money. It's like to me, if the girl is rich and they get divorced and the guy sues for alimony, like that's disgusting. Like that guy should be. I would rather die than take alimony from my wife, bro. And like, is that sexist? Sure. But what kind of man cannot like find your way? You're a fucking man. Like Jesus Christ, get on your fucking feet and work, bitch. You know. But it's like I'm also like, listen, I pay for every fucking date. For me, and I do, like, right now, my girl is making more than me, like, because of this fucking pandemic. It's like, before the pandemic, I was flexing on this hoe. But, like, now, you know, she's riding around a fucking Tesla. I'm sitting here on, you know, no shows. But it doesn't affect our relationship at all. I still, like, fucking, you know.
Yeah, because you're riding in the Tesla. You'd be like, oh, where we going, baby? I ain't going nowhere. Where did he go? Nah, dude. I think financial stability, like, helps a relationship. Just because, like, because you get to do shit together. It's like, all right, like, yeah, like, we can take this trip together. We can, you know, go out to eat together, do whatever. So I think, like, that definitely helps. Like, just, I mean, look. Money just helps in general, all right? Like, there's no fucking
way. Oh, of course.
Like, the quality of life with money is just better. People are like, oh, money doesn't suffer. Shut the fuck up. Like, money's great. Like, it's fucking great. Like, and it, when it comes to relationships, it just kind of makes it, it's one less thing to fucking worry about. Mm-hmm. Relationships are hard enough as it is. Mm-hmm. If you take the financial aspect out of it where you're both, like, have some kind of comfort, it's like, all right, well, we can at least, like, you know, kind of focus on each other or whatever the fuck. Like it's just one less thing that's floating over your head.
It's easier to keep it fresh too. Yeah. You can do new things and new experiences.
Yeah, because you can do things more toys. Like instead of just being like, oh well, you know, here
hey,
we go.
Hey, toys
again.
Are expensive. Don't knock it. They are.
Yeah. So is lingerie.
Jordan brought up the vacation thing. It's like my chick is literally on vacation right now. And
wow, in a pandemic, God, Lev.
No, we recorded this in 2018. She's like on a vacation, but she was like, "I'm not gonna spend $2,000 to fucking go on a trip right now." So I was like, "Fuck it, like you know, go ahead." And we have had no problems about it. Like she's like, "Thank you for being so cool." Like she loves to travel, so she's like, "Thanks for being so cool with me." Like. Going like she's staying with like a guy friend and I'm like yeah like I don't give a fuck like
oh you're gonna have to get it tested twice
yeah
yeah she's he's German dude come on no but
yeah, that's where the word syphilis comes from
syphilis no but you know like to me it's like could other guys get insecure and be like oh my chick's going on a fucking vacation I can't go or she's like staying with dude friends there's a million ways other dudes could
hold on where is the vacation
I know I'm not gonna say because like you know I don't want to like give away info about like you know,
okay but let me ask this is sand there and water
yeah of course
oh man I'm sorry Liv.
No, like here's the thing.
You no wonder sleep until 3 p.m. Yeah, he's depressed.
I honestly like truly.
Don't
I
hear
have
the waves crashing on your vagina.
Do you feel the syphilis in here tonight? I truly have like zero worry about her cheating. Zero like you know thing about me not being on the vacation. Because to me it's like yeah we'll go on other vacations later. Like it's fine. Like I got fucking work to do here at home. You know go on your trip. Like I'm like
oh I'm like I got a busy day.
I'm clocked in
I gotta
right
do
now,
half
baby.
The podcast tomorrow.
I got to go to the fucking gym. You know. but yeah, like, you know, there's, and for a lot of men, there could be insecurities there, but it's like, it's kind of like Buddhism in a way. Cause it's like, you choose how you react to things. So you can either be like, oh fuck, like you're going to go on a vacation without me. Or you can be like, no, like, I hope you have a fucking great time and like mean it and like, just have no, like, it, honestly, when you're a man in a relationship and your girl goes on vacation, you're now on vacation.
Yeah.
So it's like,
true.
You know what I mean? Just yeah. See the positive, enjoy it. Like, you either trust your partner or whatever, and
of course,
let it rock. Otherwise, you might not be in a fucking healthy relationship, or you might have to work on yourself a little bit.
Nah, you're right.
All right. Anyway, thank you guys for coming on. This has been very fun, very open combo. So for rapid fire, we're keeping it short. We're giving you two options. You got to pick one or the other. All right. Is it a turn on or turn off when a woman makes the first move?
Turn on.
Depends.
You got to pick one.
Fuck. That's like such a 50-50.
It's the point.
That's the point. Yeah.
I lead towards turn on.
Turn on.
Okay. So a follow up. What if you give her a vague no and then she shoots her shot again? Turn off or turn on?
Turn off. If I'm going to be vague, like, I'm not only going to be vague if I'm not interested.
Yeah, turn off. Sure.
Have you ever received an unsolicited nude? Yes or no?
Yes, a lot.
Yes, yes.
But I also welcome them.
Okay. So if the first message a girl sends you is a nude, is that a relationship girl or a one-night stand girl?
That's a where you at girl.
You know what? It probably leans towards one-night stand, but if it starts off on a sexual note, I don't discount it as like okay. It could be a relationship.
Oh, Lev sees the good in their ass.
No, I mean, look, I'm out of the game, but it's like, to me, like for example, I've had girls like hit me up like, hey, I'm at this hotel right now. I'm in your city. Like, and they're moving to your city. You go have sex with them and then you're like, oh, that person was fucking really, you know, I like that person. You start hanging out with them more. Like, I've dated women like that started off on encounters like that. So I think for general purpose for the masses, probably don't open with the fucking dude. Like, have a little, you know, put a little class on it if you want to date the person, you want to be in a relationship. But like, you know, there's also, I'm not going to completely write you off. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Your life just... You know, when you get a text from someone in a hotel in your city, God. And they're moving there, and you gotta fuck
them. Like, legitimately, like, I'm moving to the Big Apple, and I'm gonna get some New York City dick.
Where's Lester?
I've got some stories, man. I've got some stories.
Okay, next one.
That's what happens when you don't go to college.
All right, next question. Have you ever found a woman to be intimidating? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did we all skip middle school and high school? Yeah. Of course.
But that was the last time.
Follow up. What did she do?
Exist.
All right. What was her name, Jordan?
I don't know, dude. Like in like
Meredith and Home Ec.
Yeah, seriously. Like in high school, yeah, they're definitely like girl. Like before, like I had my shit together, and like it was like, all right, yeah, like fucking maybe you'd want to go to a movie and have our parents drop us off there. So, like,
I mean, even like 18, 19, 20, I think I was like intimidated by every girl I had sex with. Like I for the first like 2 years, I would shake during sex. Like there's a lot of things to be intimidated by.
But are you saying adult life typically no? Not intimidated or don't find women intimidating for any specific reason?
No, yeah. Not intimidating. Sometimes women are a little too forward and aggressive to where it's just a turn off and it's like, ugh. But
yeah, that's like post comedy shows, the divorced moms, wine teeth. Yeah. Like, you're so funny out there. I think about it and you're like, all right, Cheryl.
So a woman breaks out a vibrator, sexy or offensive?
Let's use it. I've done that in the bedroom. I've been like, hey, get your thing and let's do it at the same time. You know, like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I like a vibrator during sex, but I will say, usually sexy, but there is a finesse in breaking it out.
Okay. Stop. We have a follow up. How about the first time you have sex with a woman? Sexy or offensive?
Little more offensive.
Yeah, I guess a little more offensive. It's like, hey, we got to go bare the first time. Like, you know,
mm-hmm. It's also like, give me a shot here.
Yeah.
You think that you've met the one, but she tells her friends every detail of your relationship. Do you still propose? Yes or no?
That's a big problem in a relationship.
Oh, that's a strange thing to link together. If she's the one, then yeah. Then I'd be like, hey, calm that shit down. But will you marry me? Don't tell your friends about this. Will you marry me?
honestly, that could potentially be a deal breaker down the road, because there's nothing worse than when your friends know about every argument or every fight you have. Like when you poison the friend well by bringing your fucking problems to them, and now your friends are like, oh, he does this, he does that. All you're doing is just hurting his relationships with all your fucking friends. That slowly is going to eat away at like all of the energy.
Next question. Do you want your girlfriend to dress sexy or sophisticated when she meets your family?
Both.
Gotta pick one.
You have to pick one.
But do you know, like, can she have a titties out with a blazer on?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, why are you limiting these women? You think they're too dumb to fucking
that leads
mix it
on
up?
Sexy. If tits that's are out, sexy. That's sexy.
I'll say this. With my dad, sexy. When she meets my mom, sophisticated.
Oh, you got divorced parents, so that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's not a bad answer. That's not a bad answer.
I want my dad to be like, holy hell, look. I don't want my dad to be like, her personality's great. I want him to be like, wow, look at those fucking, look at that rack, you know? My mom, I want her to be like, she's an angel.
Okay, so what about when she meets your friends? Sexy or sophisticated?
Sexy.
More on the sexier side, yeah.
Yeah, because men want other men to like want their girl,
and it doesn't mean like, you know, fucking like,
yo, we see her pussy.
It just means like, you know, like wear clothes that aren't baggy. That's it.
You know what's weird? I've been given the advice once that when you meet a guy's dad, you should flirt with him a little bit.
What?
And I was like, and they were like, no, like in a super flattering way, like, oh, I could see where he gets his good looks from, like kind of like butter him up that way. But I was like, oh, that weird. That I had a pit in my stomach hearing that advice. I was like, no.
What if your man was like, were you just flirting with my dad at Christmas?
Yeah,
like what do you say?
Or here's
if I came in and was like, hey, Miss Sparrow, like, got a nice ass on you, just like your daughter.
Damn. See where she gets it. That'd be so funny. Most dads are so dumb. They'd probably like, if a girl like started flirting with a guy's dad, he'd probably be like, I think I'm gonna fuck this girl.
Yeah. Probably pull you aside, be like, hey son, I think I got a shot with her. Like, it's mine.
Look here, young pimp.
Yeah. I feel like if your dad's remotely attractive, you can't do the flirting. It's like, oh, you can flirt with a grandpa, because it's like, come on. Can barely move over there.
Yeah.
Don't flirt with my dad.
All right. You and a woman have been good friends for over a year and both single the whole time. She's attractive and you get along great. Would you ever consider her for a relationship, or is she permanently in the friend zone?
I would consider.
How long a time frame again?
A year.
Oh, yeah. You can consider it. Yeah.
I have multiple girls like that in my life where I'm like, yeah, I could consider it. I could see it.
But do you think there's a year you'd be like, we've been friends these many years, I never made a move, for sure friend zone?
Well, yeah.
How many years?
It's got to be a few years. Like, if we're getting into like, oh, it's been 3-4, it's like, all right, like, we're friends, you know, we're obviously friends. Like, but if it's like a year and some change or whatever, and we've also had like little moments, then it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe we should try this out. But yeah, it just depends. It depends. If it's like we've known each other for the longest, it's like there comes a point where your brain just doesn't even visualize a person as a sexual partner anymore.
That was the point of the question. Because a lot of women will kind of be like, I don't know. And it's like, is there a guy will eventually make a move? But what's that window where you should be like, peace, this is a friend?
Mm-hmm. I think it takes a little longer as a man. I think girls will sometimes automatically be like, eh. Unless like other women start looking at the guy in a different way. And then she's all of a sudden like, oh, well, wait a minute.
There is something
to that. I've been here for 12 years.
I think there's something to it in both ways.
Yeah.
When someone seems always available. You're like, I could take my time.
yeah, for sure.
All right. So do most men have a go-to movie or TV show that they put on when they're trying to make a move?
I hope not.
First 48.
Okay. SVU.
All right. So you both say no?
So not typically?
No, just something funny. Something funny and lighthearted. Like, you know.
This is a myth. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good advice, dude. I got jerked off to Midsummer once. That's a
bad
move. Oh God.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. This has been so fun. Everybody, if you want to follow our guests, you can follow Lev at Lev Fur, and you can follow Jordan at J Fisher Comedy.
And I'm at the Guaca_Molly.
And I'm at Sparica with two A's. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.